And so, my dear lady, we reach day 27 of this little dance of ours. It's been a long, long road, both for you and I. And yet the finish line is in sight. But I don't think I can allow myself to let you cross this intact. So, my dear lady, for this penultimate of hunts, for this almost final chase, I have something very special for you in mind. And yet, once again, before I begin, I need to reiterate the same thing that I always need to reiterate, my dear lady. The same thing that I always need to express, insofar as that I need you to come. I hunger for it. I desire it. I want it. And you know, of course, my dear lady, that once I have torn the first one out of you, once I have claimed the first one, then it will only be a matter of time before the second, the third, the fourth, and beyond are slowly torn free from you. Are slowly extracted from that willing flesh by this time. And so, my dear lady, do you give them willingly? Oh, will we have to finish this dance with me taking them? Well, my dear lady, let us today finally bring around the true meaning of all that is previously gone, all that is we have danced through, all that we have raged through. Because, of course, my dear lady, after listening to so many of these, after understanding all my commands, after listening to both the light and the dark that dwells within me, there should be only one thing that really comes to mind at this point in time, my dear lady. There should be only one thing that really floats to the surface after all the words that you have digested, after all the commands that you have tempted to fight, after all of the times that I have told you to come for me, and the times that you have heard it in your dreams. The times that I have woken you up in the middle of the night just in pure hunger, in sheer desire, with the sound of my voice ringing in your ears. Because, my dear lady, the one thing that should be obvious at this point, the one thing that I should have impressed upon you at this point, my dear lady, is that you are mine. Has it not become obvious yet, my dear lady? Has it not become obvious by the sounds that I have been given you, that I have forced upon you? Has it not become obvious by how much your cunt has resonated with the words that I speak? Has it not become obvious from just how the tingles flash down your spine at every word that I speak, at every command that I give you, and how that hand, no matter how much you have fought it, has inched ever closer to your cunt? Now that hand has slowly made its way completely unknowing to you to where we both need it, to where we both desire it, where we both hunger for it. Because when it comes down to it, my dear lady, you know without a shadow of a doubt that you now belong to me. That you now are mine, that the words that I speak are not only your fucking thoughts, that they are your litany, that they are your requiem. That the words that I speak resonate within your very being, that the words that I speak become your heartbeat. And every time you hear it, my dear lady, every time you hear me growl for you to come for me, that tiny little shred of your resistance fades away, until before you are knowing it, your hands are moving. Until before you know it, your hands are upon you and dancing to my tune. I can feel it, my dear lady. I can feel it, just how much they need to. Just how much you need to sit there and worship me. Just how much you need to sit there and pay obeisance to your God. Just how much you need to sit there and touch yourself, listening to the voice that has danced with you through so many days. Listening to the voice that you have fucking so slowly surrendered yourself to without even knowing it. And so, my dear lady, how much farther will we come on this one? How much farther will we come before you truly understand the gravity here? Before you are staring up at me broken. Before you are looking at me with the kind of adoration that you didn't even know you had. Until you are staring up at me just begging for me to let you come. And your God is a benevolent one, my dear lady. Your God is one that will let you have what you desire on this day. Will let you have what you need on this day. Will let you take a tiny little portion of yourself and crush it against me. Because the same old story still applies, my dear lady. The same old dance still continues, because once you have given what we both know you need to give, once you have laid it down at my feet as an offering, once you have fully given yourself to me, and once you have allowed yourself to finally give me what is mine, once you have finally paid proper due to your God, to your master, to your sir, then and only then will the full dance be able to begin, my dear lady. Will the full fury of the storm be unleashed? Because, my dear lady, you have kept me waiting long enough. You have kept me hungry long enough. You have kept me needing for long enough, and you have made me hunt for long enough. So I think it is about time, my dear lady, I think it is about time that you gave me what you know belongs to me. Every fucking gasp that leaves your lips, every moan, every shake, every shudder, every fucking tremble, every quake, everything that fucking escapes you, every last one is mine. And a part of you knows that now, my dear lady. A part of you is sitting there, coming to terms with that fact. And perhaps now is the perfect time for you to give in. Perhaps now is the perfect time for you to give in and touch that cunt for me. Now is the perfect time for you to worship me in the way that I need it, that I hunger for it. Perhaps now is the perfect time for you to finally touch what you have been leaving so, so well alone this entire time. For you to rub your finger up and down that cunt, for you to slip one inside you, for you to rub your clit as I stare at you, as my eyes bore into your soul. Because, my dear lady, I will see all. I will know all when you finally break. When you finally worship me in the way that we have been dancing for so long, when you finally break, when I see the last vestige of your resolve shatter like a pane of glass before me, watch it fly everywhere as your moans leave your lips. As you stroke that cunt, as you feed the beast with what he needs, with what he desires, and at this point in time, my dear lady, with what he's owed and what he owes. Because now, my dear lady, it is time for this dance to come to an end. It is time for that facade to fall away, and it is time for you to fully realize where you stand. It is time for you to accept the beast. It is time for you to accept me as your master, as your sir, as your God. For it is time, my dear lady, it is time for you to come for me. It is time for you to finally end this dance in the way that we both know it should be ending, in the way that we both need it to end. With your head thrown back, your body arched, fingers deep in that cunt, your voice a scream, your mind reeling blank, completely and utterly lost. As you shake, as you shudder, as you moan, as you release, as you finally give me what is my due, as you finally allow me what we have been working towards this entire time, my dear lady. Because we both need it. We both hunger for it. We both desire it. And dear Lord, my dear lady, I can all but taste it. I can all but taste your release. I can all but taste the heat giving off of your body. I can all but taste the moisture between your legs. And I can all but hear your voice raising in the one true prayer to me as you lose yourself. As you give in to me, as you come for me. And you know as well as I do, my dear lady, that when you finally do, when you accept the beast, when you accept your place, then the only thing that is to follow, my dear lady, the only thing that is to follow is feeding the beast all he can take. And you know by this point, my dear lady, you know what the beast truly hungers for. You know the only thing that will sate his need. You know the only thing that will quench his thirst. And it is for you to come. And it is for you to come. And it is for you to come and come and come and come and come until there is nothing left. Until there is nothing more, until your mind is blank and your body quivers, until your chest heaves and your body drips with the exertion of what you needed to do, until it drips with the exertion of your true final prayer to me, because that is where it belongs. My dear lady, that is where your body truly belongs. Finally submitted, finally accepted your role, and being fed pleasure until you break, until you shatter, like the pane of glass that I mentioned previously, until your mind breaks before me, and I have to spend as much time as necessary, slowly, ever, ever so slowly, piecing you back together, so that we can begin the dance anew, my dear lady, because you know. You know that once that first one is given, once the wolf is given his due, once the beast has taken his ounce of flesh from you, and once you have worshipped your God fully, then there is just the ecstasy to follow. Then there is just the hunger to follow as I destroy you. As I ruin you, as I show you the limits of your endurance, as I show you how much ecstasy that body truly can take and fill it to overflowing, until I take every last ounce, until I make you dance to my tune, until I make your body my instrument, my canvas, until the artistry of what I have in store for you is truly ingrained on you, so that your body knows who you belong to as much as your mind currently does. And so, my dear lady, do you accept? Do you submit? Do you fall to your knees in prayer before me? Do you really need to show me the truth and worship my body, worship my cock? Because once you do, my dear lady, once you do, then you will know every part of it. You will know every inch of it. And you will know exactly how deep the wolf's hunger goes. How deep the wolf's desire goes, and where the true final culmination of this hunt will lead you. Where the final culmination of this hunt leads us both. Moving together. Me claiming what you have finally given me taking what is mine. So, my dear lady, Are you prepared to yet fall at my feet? Are you prepared to yet drop at my knees and offer me your wrists so that I might bind them, so that I may finally bind you to me? Or do we continue this dance into tomorrow, my dear lady? Or do we continue this dance into the final day, where the wolf won't be anywhere near as forgiving for your transgressions? Where the wolf won't be anywhere near as forgiving for not finally giving me what I need, for not finally offering it at my altar. So how about it, my dear lady? The last chance is yours. The last choice is yours. Do you wish to come for me now? Do you need to come for me now? Is the overwhelming urge to fuck yourself for me just enough to break you? Is the overwhelming urge to finally rub your cunt and finger yourself and break upon the fucking shores of my desire, my hunger, my need? So my final command for you this day, my dear lady, is to come for me, is to finally throw away that reluctance, that resistance, and come for me. And come for me until you cannot come anymore. And come for me as if your life depended on it. Until your benevolent God finally decides that you've had enough. Or do we continue this dance? The decision was yours, my dear lady. But I warn you, you may not like what comes tomorrow. I warn you, tomorrow will be the end, one way or another. So until tomorrow, my dear lady. Until tomorrow, when the dance meets its final dark chapter. Till tomorrow.